We're absolutely sure that something needs to be done. And it might be that the proposal the government's come forward with for a massive lorry park, the second largest in the world, to be built, is the right one. But they haven't really shown us the case, and they haven't really shown how this will be the right solution, which will cost £250 million. Well, the department has presented their plans, but it hasn't really evaluated the other options. It's possible that a combination of other measures, like a number of smaller lorry parks, perhaps combined with improving the capacity of the road network, both the motorway and other roads too, and expanding the port facilities, putting more freight onto rail, could try to alleviate this problem, but they haven't evaluated those properly. And we think that they should have looked at those more closely before going ahead with this massive lorry park at this very great expenditure. Certainly something does need to be done, but even on these plans, they're saying that they hope there would be lorry space for some lorries by summer 2017. So there is quite a long time scale, whatever's done. We just want to make sure that the right steps are taken. It could be that this is the right solution, but the case hasn't really been made. So we're talking about a really massive lorry park that will have a major impact on the environment where it's situated, and it also raises questions about how it's actually going to be operated, how it's going to be managed, and when there isn't a problem on the motorway, will it lie empty? Will it be used for other purposes? These are still unanswered questions. Well, the government do decide, and this will be a Department for Transport decision, and our report has now gone to them, so they will make their decision. But these are our considered views, and they should really be taking those into account, but it will be their decision.